This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
This is a very telling story. We've learned a lot about how some parts of the country still operate in the Alec Murdaugh case of South Carolina low country justice and how twisted it is. Here's another prime example. A story you can say only in Mississippi. This is the story of Rasheem Carter, the family calling for the Department of Justice to probe into the death of Rasheem because it's a little twisted and the local police, a little questionable at best as to how they handled this. Family calling it a modern day lynching. And in reality, that is very much what it looks like. Carter even speaking early on in this case that he feared for his life. The local sheriff initially saying, we don't suspect foul play, even though his head was separate from his body. Yeah, that's totally natural. After the press conference this week, the sheriff finally said, well, we've not ruled out foul play. Yeah, because there's finally a fucking microscope on you and you might get a lot of flack if you don't actually do your job. It's sickening. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on this. Thoughts?
Oh, as we get into this story, I have a lot of thoughts. And the thing is that maybe there was no foul play. I don't know. Yeah. Wasn't there. But there's a lot of things to make it look like there was.
Well, and
the way they immediately rolled out foul play, because he'd been out in a wooded area for a month before they found him.
Yeah,
I'm not sure why it took that long.
To immediately rule it out the way that they did, it just seems like, well, it's another black man and we can just kind of move on and nobody's going to know the difference.
I'm telling you, I honest to God, if this was a white man, if all of this case, as you listen to this, if it was a white person, I think it would have been.
Oh, God. If this was a blonde white woman with large breasts.
Yeah, I think it would have been different. It would have
been very, very different.
It really, really bothers me. And there's just a lot of things in this case that I think the family wasn't taken seriously. Yeah. I think they just dismissed it.
A black man from Mississippi who went missing late last year after claiming he faced racism was found dead with his head severed from his body, according to his family's lawyer, who cited an independent autopsy report. Rasheem Carter, who is only 25, called his mother on October 2nd, claiming that a group of white men in trucks was pursuing him in Laurel, Mississippi. A month later, his corpse was discovered in the woods. You ever been to Laurel, Mississippi?
No, I just know all about it because I'm a big fan of Ben and Aaron Napier and on HGTV. So that's all I know about it.
I've been to Laurel. I'm not surprised. Prior to his death, he had taken a short-term job as a contractor around 100 miles away in Taylorsville. His mother, Tiffany Carter, said that he was saving money to try and get his seafood restaurant back up and running after it closed during the pandemic. In text messages to his mother, he told her he was having problems with some coworkers and feared for his life. The text message said, me and the owner of this company are not seeing eye to eye. This is scary. If you're ever like having to say this to anybody, he said, if anything happens to me, he is responsible for it. He got these guys wanting to kill me. He even gave his mother the name of the person he thought might kill him. That's
scary.
See,
how can you dismiss that? This is in a text message. Look right here on my phone. He sent this to me.
This is not something people normally say to one another unless there's something very dark going on or the possibility. This is how Dateline episodes start, and I'm sure there's going to be a Dateline on this if there's not already.
Could you imagine, as a parent, getting a text message like that, then your son ends up dead, and then they say, oh, we don't suspect any foul play.
I said that sentence to you once.
In reference to?
I won't stay on there. But if you can connect the dots, about 2 years ago, I said, if anything happens to me.
I know exactly who we're talking about.
Nothing has happened. Everything's good. But I was a little weird at that moment. At this time, his body was discovered. The county sheriff's office said no foul play was suspected. They told his family that his body was likely torn apart by animals. In a press conference on Monday, the family's lawyer, Benjamin Crump, called for a federal investigation by the Department of Justice into Carter's death. Go ahead.
Well, that's a thing, because no foul play was suspected. His body's likely torn apart by animals. It had been out there for months. How do you know there is, like, you have to take the body.
Yeah.
That would be an extensive examination on him. You know, it's like, just, you find somebody dead and you're just like, okay, that, you know, shit happens.
Quite an assumption to make.
Right?
Yeah. He referred to the incident as a hate crime. He claimed that an autopsy on February 2nd revealed that Mr. Carter had been decapitated and that his body parts had been found in different locations in a wooded area. In a press conference this week, a lawyer said this was a nefarious act. This was an evil act. Somebody murdered Rasheem Carter. We cannot let them get away with this, adding, there's nothing natural about this. What we have is a Mississippi lynching.
Oh, that just gives me chills.
It's interesting because in other parts of the country, you think this stuff doesn't exist anymore. You think, oh, this is all in the past. This is stuff you see in movies. This is stuff from the 60s. This is, take a little drive through Mississippi if you haven't. Take a long drive through Mississippi. Go top to bottom and tell me your opinion has not changed, if that's the way you're thinking. Because this area of the country, my friends, if you've not driven it, it's a trip. It is going back in time, and it is scary, and I would not want to be a black man stuck on the side of the road in almost any part of Mississippi. I don't want to be a white man stuck on the side of the road. I don't want to be any man stuck on the side of the road in rural Mississippi, to be completely honest. It's hills have eyes shit, and then mix that with racism. Citing the autopsy report from the Mississippi State Medical Examiner Office, Crump stated his head was severed from his body, his vertebrae, his spinal cord was in another spot they discovered away from his severed head. They have recently found remains that they believe to also are of Rasheem Carter. His mother, Tiffany Carter, said she was on the phone with him when he reported it to the police. She stated he told them that someone was trying to harm him. And I heard him when he said that. But they told him that he never said someone was trying to harm him. Little did they know I was on the phone when he said it. He told me on the phone personally that it was three white trucks full of white men. He waited nervously at the police station, pacing back and forth, asked the officers for a ride back to Laurel, where his hotel was, said Carter's aunt, Felicia Cow. She said that they refused to give him a ride because it was out of their jurisdiction. Smith County Sheriff Joel Houston said that Rasheem Carter did come into the police station, but did not indicate he was in any danger. To them, he never seemed to be in any distress or anything, and he never mentioned anything about being in immediate danger, Houston said. They offered him a phone call, and he said he had a phone, and they even offered him a charger, but the charger that was available didn't fit his phone, so he just was trying to find a ride back to Laurel when he came in contact with police. The family stated that he had been seen on a property owner's video camera holding a stick with a gash on his head. His mother said it looks like he knows that someone is after him, and it looks like he has a stick in his hand. So I don't know if someone was chasing him, but he has bruises and a gash on his hairline. So this video is showing him clearly injured, holding what he can make out of a weapon of a stick. And they're still like, no foul play. No big deal.
Well, here's another thing about something you just said there. I find it hard to believe that a black man would willingly walk into a police station in Mississippi, not in distress or anything. He didn't mention he was in immediate danger.
He's just showing up. Go, hey, there's white guys follow me. No big deal. Maybe we'll go have a beer later.
But why they're saying, what, he just walked into a police station and said, hey, would you give me a ride back to Laurel?
Yeah.
What person would do that? Like, you don't think I can go to the cops and they can give me a ride back home. I'm cool. No, you would do that if you're in distress, if you're concerned, if you're worried, if you think someone is chasing you, you went into the police station. So that makes no sense to me.
To protect and serve, unless you happen to have a skin color that doesn't match ours.
Yeah.
Carter,
he's a black
Yeah. And I'm not saying that about all police by any means, so don't think I'm hating on police, because I don't hate on police. I have many who are friends that are good people, but there's certain areas where this shit still runs rampant. Carter's,
and I also think that there's just not a lot of black men that who would willingly walk into a police station and just ask him for a ride.
Exactly.
Makes no sense to me.
Carter's mother states Rasheem messaged her the name of the person who would be responsible for his death if something was to happen to him. His body was discovered on November 2nd in a wooded area in Taylorsville. Family stated that he had his Super 8 key, his wallet, his debit card, and his cell phone battery, but not his phone. The sheriff confirmed that a cell phone charger, a vape, and all of his bank cards, car keys, cash was found on his body. Initially, Sheriff Joel Houston said it was no indication that someone murdered Mr. Carter, adding that the evidence we do have does coincide with what animals would do to a body. And I get that. It probably does. He's been out there for a month. But at the same point, you can't just immediately say, well, animals did this. If it was, like we said early on, if this was a white woman, blonde hair, missing and was hot, they'd be, oh my God, what happened here? But no, the profiling of this doesn't quite match what we're going to find more interest in. So it's like, eh. The day after the family's press conference, Sheriff Houston said that they had not ruled out homicide as a possible cause of death. He said there was no evidence at the time that pointed to murder, but they're still waiting on search warrants. How about looking into the people that he said may be out to kill me?
Right.
Could we like maybe go there? Because he did kind of point it out. If any other case, if the Koberger case, if those girls who were murdered said, you know, I think this guy who keeps coming into the restaurant that looks like this, that maybe lives over here, keeps saying that they might want to kill me, they'd be all over it. But this man said this, and they're like, well, we're not quite sure.
Or if someone in that case would have texted her mom and said, hey, if I'm found dead,
yeah,
Ryan Koberger did it. They would have immediately followed up on that.
Exactly. Like these police are like given like this golden opportunity of investigating. They're given pieces of evidence that a lot of investigators would love to have because it helps solve cases. And they're like, nah, maybe not. But it's a testament to some of these smaller towns and how people are connected. And so-and-so is in that group and this group. And, you know, maybe we're not going to do this. Maybe we're not going to do that. This is my assumption. This is my opinion. But it's based on, you know, reality in a lot of parts of this country. Carter's mother reported that her son was lucid and had no history of mental illness. She said when she spoke to him on the phone on October 2nd, he was very clear about the threats and he was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol. She said, I just know what my son told me. I don't believe anything they say. It's lies after lies.
It makes me so sad. And I totally understand why they held the press conference, why they're asking for a federal probe, you know, go through the Department of Justice, because they don't feel like they're being heard and listened to. And this is not being investigated. Now, maybe they can do an investigation and they find out that why he just went into the woods and died somehow. I don't know.
And could that be the case? Maybe, but highly unlikely. It's something that needs to be looked into further. And unfortunately, we're still in a place where if you happen to have skin of a certain color and live in a certain area, you have to ding the bells and scream and shout for anyone to pay a bit of attention to you to find justice.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Weigh in. Tell me your thoughts on all of this, whether you agree or disagree. I want to hear your voice. 888-5-KILLER is the phone number. 888-554-5537 to weigh in on all of this. So passionate about this, I'm losing my voice even worse because I'm like, ah! I want to hear your voice because mine's dying. 888-5-KILLER. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.